understanding of you, your path, and every challenge ahead, you'll be amazed at what you can do in the clutch. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
Glad to have you with us. First Class Halt, Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. The March specials are up now. They'll have their April specials going on later as well. If you have a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, let these great men and women service this for you. I love what they do. I remember I had to order my key from them. They were great. They do an awesome job. The headlight restoration is something that's pretty cool. And preventive maintenance, you know, if you're have two cars at home and you are both working from home and normally you don't want to be inconvenienced by not having your car, then why not do this now and drop one of them off and let them take care of it for you, preventive maintenance and taking care of those things. You can trust these people. This is the dealership alternative. It's First Class Halt. H-A-L-T, Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. They have a location in Greenville, their new location in Anderson. They'd love to see you. Go online and find out more about it. It's firstclasshalt.com. John Height, Mickey Pollard. John is back in Studio 1A there in the studio at the station. I am on remote at my home again, as we've done this whole week from the house. And John, my days are running together now. Is this the... Did we do this last week, or is this the first full week of doing this?
We did it partially last week, if I recall.
Week two, then.
Maybe. Maybe it's week three. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Days kind of running together through all this kind of stuff. Are you hanging in there, man? Are you doing okay? Is it? I think the mental thing's probably, you know, for those who physically don't have or have symptoms or asymptomatic, I think the physical, I mean, the mental thing's kind of... will be an issue for a lot of folks. You hanging in there?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing good. The dog and I are catching up on a lot of conversations we've been needing to have.
right.
So we're doing good.
I'm glad to hear that. Hey, what does your role mean now with the rear? We found out yesterday, we mentioned this in hour number one, we're going to be replaying a bunch of basketball, women's basketball, baseball, and a ton of football games.
Right.
On Saturdays. What does your role look like in getting those together and producing those and all that stuff?
I don't know what Greg would say, but I basically do the whole thing.
Okay.
Build it and cut it up. And, this week and next week we'll be busy building the base formats for these broadcasts to go on moving forward. And then the rest of it is just kind of cutting it up and moving forward. But I'm very happy that the network has chosen to do this. Gives me something to, you know, very productive to do and something that I know a lot of people are going to enjoy. But it's, for me, it's a lot of fun to get to go back and I get to listen to all these games while I'm putting them together. So, for example, it had been a couple of years since I worked the broadcast of Gabe DeVoe hitting a million threes against Auburn in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
And it was so much fun this week getting that game ready for tomorrow, just listening to it again. Hearing the sounds of the arena, and it was a great trip down memory lane, and I look forward to doing this every week for, I guess, the next 12-13 weeks is what we're going to be doing this, getting to go down memory lane and cutting up old broadcasts over the last couple of years.
Let me be the first Clemson Tiger to say thank you for that. It's going to be awesome. Clemson's going undefeated this summer. You can go to our website or go to TigerNet.com. I saw that release that or ClemsonTigers.com about re-airing these games.
So it'll be every Saturday at 10 a.m. Unless otherwise noted, but that'll be our plan moving forward.
Clemson's going to beat Alabama a bunch and Ohio State a bunch in football and beat Auburn in football and basketball and beat South Carolina in baseball and football, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Do you want to run through the lineup here?
Yes.
Well, this week we have Auburn from the 2018 NCAA basketball tournament.
All right, give me some thoughts on all these games. That's Gabe DeVoe going off. And Clemson, if you remember that game, that's where the Tigers had like this 50-20 lead or something like that. It was crazy. Right. They were in like 30 at one point in time. All right.
The next 3 weeks take us back to the 2017 football season. We've got Auburn, Louisville, and then Virginia Tech.
All right, and now this is 17. Okay,
yes.
Let me think about this a second.
Yes, this is the Kelly Bryant-led Tigers.
Okay, Auburn. The Clemson
was
Auburn game.
14-10 game in death.
A defensive struggle. Yes. Jared Stidham got sacked a million times. 10 times.
I think Austin Bryant just sacked him again. I'm pretty sure.
All right, Virginia Tech.
In Blacksburg. That was the final game of September where yes. Clemson set the record for most wins against ranked teams in a month.
Yes, night game up there, and Kelly Bryant played well, and the defense. Hey, that's another Austin Bryant game. Yeah. He had a great game that game. Yes,
they were playing Metallica. They were eating turkey legs, jumping up and down. It was a grand old time in Blacksburg.
Right, until they got hit in the mouth.
Well, yeah, that happens. Speaking of getting hit in the mouth, the next game will be
on that game. By the way, on that Virginia Tech game, by the way. There's no great place to stay in Blacksburg, and I thought I was staying on this side of Blacksburg, staying on the other side of Blacksburg, and Mary and I stayed in a Roach Motel, and she didn't like it, but I don't blame her one bit for that. All right, anyway, what else you got?
Well, I was going to say, next up, it was speaking of getting punched in the mouth, we have the Miami 2017 ACC Championship game.
38-3. There were a ton of Miami fans there. I was surprised at that. But Clemson came in and just absolutely destroyed Miami. And their quarterback play was bad. And if you remember, Venables ate them up. And that was a nice, nice win there in Charlotte for sure. 38-3.
After that is the 2018 South Carolina game.
All right, let me think about this for a second. Let me see.
Trevor Lawrence's first game against the Gamecocks in Death Valley.
Okay, that's where Bentley has a really good game.
Yes, that's where they had all the yards and still lost by 21.
Yeah, 56-35, something like that.
But they had a lot of yards.
Right.
The next will be the 2019 Fiesta Bowl against Ohio State on May 9th.
2019 Fiesta Bowl, that was his past Fiesta Bowl.
Correct.
That was one of the greatest games in Clemson football history. Tigers had no business winning it. And what a nice play by Nolan Turner.
Folks, those of you who were at the game or were watching it on TV, as someone who was on that broadcast, let me tell you, electric.
Okay.
Electric.
That's going to be
fun. You will not want to miss a moment of that game.
All right.
Don Munson and company just killed it.
All right.
After that is the 2019 Cotton Bowl against Notre Dame.
I was there in Dallas for that one, and that was a big touchdown passes to Ross and the Higgins and the ETN run. They shut down Notre Dame. Yeah, I love that one. Great win.
On May 23rd, we will have the 2018 National Championship against Alabama.
That's the 44-16, yep. Santa Clara, California. Tigers go off. Yeah, great win there.
After that will be the 2016 Fiesta Bowl against Ohio State.
That's 31-0, correct? I was at that game and had a great time telling Ohio State fans, 31-0. Anyway.
After that will be the final football broadcast we will air, and that will be the 2016 National Championship.
Sean Watson, Hunter Renfro.
Little man makes Florida. Another enormous play. One second remaining. If you don't know, I'm in the building every single day when the Out of Bounds Open comes on, so I've heard Don's call a million times, and it's fantastic every single time I hear it.
I love it.
After that, we will be switching things up to basketball.
All right.
After that, we will have from this year, we will have the North Carolina game.
Nice. Amir Sims with the big three there, and Clemson gets the first win in Chapel Hill.
After that will be the game against Duke from this past year.
Well, that was one that kind of – that and the Louisville game really got my attention this year to come in. But I didn't think it was as good as it have been, but really good, really nice win there.
After that, the final two we have will be women's basketball versus South Dakota from 2019.
That's after not being in tournament for years. Amanda Butler's squad gets in and wins. Yep, yeah.
Got to put that on there. And then the final one will be on July 4th, as you are out. Practicing social distancing, celebrating America's birthday and freedom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We'll be celebrating Clemson baseball beating the Gamecocks.
From
2020 this year.
The first game of the series or the third game?
It does not specify which game. It just says baseball versus South Carolina.
I love it.
I will have to figure that out between now and July 4th as to which game I'm putting on there.
I love it. Speaking of games, John, are you ready for this? This is CBS Sports. The 10 college football games that will define the 2021 national championship race. This is Barrett Saley. Number 10, Texas at LSU on September the 12th. That game last year shaped the national championship, didn't it? Didn't LSU going into Texas and winning, didn't that kind of give them some momentum to go on and win the national championship?
I remember watching that game and thinking, oh, okay, so LSU is kind of serious about this throwing the ball around thing.
All right.
I think that game's going to be fascinating.
Number 9, Wisconsin at Michigan on September the 26th.
Yeah, we've seen it a million times. That doesn't really get me all that excited.
I don't think Wisconsin or Michigan will win the national championship this year.
No.
Number 8, world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
But you can't call it that.
Florida and Georgia. I think that could shape it. Florida needs to win this game pretty soon.
Yeah.
Maybe this year. Number 7, Ohio State at Penn State on October the 24th.
Yeah. I can't take Penn State seriously in these games until they show up and play seriously in these games.
Yeah. It's going to be an unbelievable crowd, and that's going to be a test. Ohio State's tested so few times in the regular season. I think they'll be tested in Happy Valley at least.
It's in Happy Valley. Okay. They'll have the whiteout. It'll be rocking for sure.
The game number 6, the 10 games that would shape the national championship this year. Number 6, Southern Cal at Oregon.
Yeah. I guess Oregon could be considered. I just, not having Herbert back, I need to see what they have out of that quarterback position.
Agreed. Number 5, the Red River Rivalry, Texas and Oklahoma in Dallas on October the 10th.
I don't think it impacts it for Texas, but I think it's definitely impactful for Oklahoma.
I agree with that. Number 4, Ohio State at Oregon on September the 12th.
Absolutely.
Ohio State's got a couple of road games this year. Got to take the show on the road.
They don't like that.
Number 3, and as appears to be a big game again, it was a big game last year after taking a few years hiatus from the big game, Alabama-LSU on November the 7th.
The game of the century every year.
Number 2, Clemson at Notre Dame on November the 7th. That's a big game. So LSU, Alabama, and Clemson, Notre Dame, same day. Now, and I'm going to read what it says about this. You know, there's some talk, John_Height_3424. There's some talk about maybe if we have to delay the college football game, not knowing we're sure what this COVID-19 does to our country, that we might only play conference games. If that's the case, what does Notre Dame do?
They join the ACC so we can keep this game on the schedule.
I love it. I love it.
It's pretty simple, really. If Clemson-Notre Dame is the thing we have to protect the most in college football this year,
play it.
Suck it up, Notre Dame, get in the conference. We got to play this game.
CBS Sports Barrett says that the Tigers and the Fighting Irish in South Bend in a rematch of the Cotton Bowl National Semifinals from 2 seasons ago. Sign me up for credentials for this one. Brian Kelly has led the Fighting Irish to double-digit wins in 4 of the last 5 seasons, so say the Notre Dame is overrated quip. They'll enter this one with playoff hopes behind quarterback Ian Book and can make a huge statement against the mighty Tigers. Meanwhile, this could be Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence's Heisman Trophy coronation if he shows out on the road in the biggest game in South Bend in a long time. How about that? The biggest game in South Bend in a long time. Not Southern Cal. Not Michigan.
Nope.
Clemson. How about that?
It's got to make you feel good about where this program sits right now.
No doubt about it. I hope they don't wake up any echoes up there as far as that goes.
Yeah, it's been echoing for 30, 40 years.
And the number one game of the year, any guesses?
I was going to say it's Alabama-LSU, but I'm assuming it's going to be Alabama-Georgia.
Georgia at Alabama, September the 19th. And the last two meetings between these two heavyweights have been barn burners. Alabama's walk-off win in the national championship game 3 seasons ago and the 2018 SEC championship game that served as a de facto national championship quarterfinal. Mac Jones has the inside track. The starting quarterback job at Alabama and Wake Forest transfer Jamie Newman will likely get the biggest stage of his life in week 3 for the Bulldogs. Buckle up. This won't have a ripple effect across the entire college football world. And I'll ask you again, John Height. Can Jamie Newman go into Tuscaloosa, Alabama and beat the Crimson Tide?
Mm. It's going to be tough. He's going against his Royal Majesty, so that's going to be an issue. I think it's hard for me to say if they will or not because I have no idea what Georgia's going to be from an offensive standpoint. I have no idea what Tom Munkin's going to want to do, if they're going to have any production from the wide receivers, from the tight ends. You know, who's the starting running back now that DeAndre Swift is gone? Is it Zamir White? And if so, what are we going to see with a fully healthy Zamir White? I've wanted to see it for years. I hope we do get to see it. He could be one of the best backs in the country. We just haven't seen it yet. Or is it James Cook or Kendall Minton or maybe Zach Evans? You know, there's so many questions with Georgia, and since we don't have spring ball, we won't get to have any semblance of answers to those. But I think he has the individual talent to do so, but I have no idea what everything around him is going to be.
You know, we want to blame the Chinese for the coronavirus, and we want to blame Donald Trump for the coronavirus, and we want to throw out all this blame for the coronavirus. You know whose fault the coronavirus is? Zach Evans. His mayhem started all this. He got the world out of whack in his recruiting. It's Zach Evans' fault that we've got the coronavirus.
Zach, don't listen to Mickey, man. Just rise above hate before hate rises above you. He's out here risking his life, Mickey Plowler.
I love it. Hey, well, let's take a short break. We'll come back. Josh Williams is going to join us. We've got some national championship talk. We have some lines of Clemson games. We're comparing lines of Clemson games. And I want to talk a little golf with him because they're talking about moving the U.S. Open now from maybe to later. I say move the venue rather than moving the date. We'll see. Hey, TreHEL.com. This is the great, great company in the upstate of South Carolina. I try to spread good news all the time at the end of these segments. Let me tell you good news right now. Trail 800-319-7006, TreHEL.com. After being out of the office, I don't get my normal Trail text I get every day here, but I know these men and women are doing a great job there, building your building for you, and thinking about how you can save money. The single source delivery is working. It's working all over the upstate of South Carolina. They don't build anywhere else. They just build here, locally here. So let them build your building for you. Really had the conversation the first time it crossed your mind. Find out about the single source delivery and why your building will be done on time and on budget. If you're on committees, man, this is the only way to go. You can report back to your people. We got it done. We got Trail, and it's going to be on time and on budget. TreHEL.com. There's so many advantages. I can tell you this. In a world in which everybody just skirts by and just gets by, whatever, Trail's maintained forever. If they don't exceed your expectations, then they have failed. I love that commitment to the customer and to their relationships that they built there. TreHEL.com, 800-319-7006. He's back. J-Dub's back. Can't wait to talk some sports with Josh Williams right after this.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher and fresh-baked yeast rolls, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the Monterey sandwich loaded with bacon, jack cheese, grilled chicken, and barbecue sauce. Or a juicy New York strip today at Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon in Anderson.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
See a never snooze-worthy breakfast? Wendy's is changing the breakfast game for good. Introducing what's going to be America's favorite breakfast. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Because holy honey butter chicken biscuit, once you get your hands on Wendy's breakfast favorites, like the breakfast baconator, oh my frosty chino goodness, you'll never want to do mornings without it. Get up and get to Wendy's and try your new favorite today. You up for this?
Favorite things, yeah.
And participating Wendy's.
Lowe's has something big to announce. So pro customers, turn up the volume. Introducing the Lowe's for Pros loyalty program, built to give pros like you a whole new way to do business right. It means having access to personalized offers based on the supplies you use most, the ability to track purchases so you know where your money's spent, and having the tools to manage your business. All because we value you, the pro behind the business. Enroll today at lowesforpros.com. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
Hartwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca, with retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Room Shoes, and Five Below. Also, new favorites like Aloha Nails and Spa, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Clips and Tipsy Taco. Mr. Knickerbocker is coming soon. With stores for everyone and stocked with anything you need, Hartwell Village wishes our Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic year. Go Tigers!
If you have to call a customer service number to discuss your investments, you should see what IQ Capital Strategy can do for you locally. Brian knows each investor has unique goals, and his multi-strategy active management strategy could help produce more favorable results for you with local customer service and personal support than you should expect from someone you're trusting with your investments. Visit IQ Capital Strategy at 735 North Townville Street in Seneca, or give them a call at 848-CAPITAL. That's 848-CAPITAL. Securities offered through Fortune Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Fortune Financial, and IQ Capital are separate entities.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
You can always get through to us on the Northland Communications Hotline, 864-654-7627. Call the Roar.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day.
Hey, priority one security is keeping John safe and keeping us safe at both places that we're broadcasting from right now. The studio, the station, and my home, we have priority one. I will tell you from an industrial, from a commercial, from a residential standpoint, they're the best in the business. These are good people. They want to take care of you. Their technology is amazing. We have great packages for you. You know, you need to protect your family. You need to protect your company, your inventory, your cash flow, your cash. I mean, your employees, your customers. Do this with Priority One. We're safe and sound at PriorityOneSecurity.com. To our guest lines, and we bring in, after a couple of weeks of, I don't know. I told you Bear was down in like Trinidad and Tobago. Where have you been there, J-Dub? Well, you been off some island somewhere, off partying, St. somewhere?
No, it's 14-day quarantine, so we're good to go.
Okay, well, we're back. We're back exactly 14 days. Hey, I want to talk some college football with you, and I know that's something that you prepared a bunch of news and notes and point spreads and power ratings and all this kind of stuff. But I first wanted to ask you about a conversation you and I had yesterday about the U.S. Open. There's a report that a source told the New York Post that they remain hopeful about a late summer, maybe an early September date for the U.S. Open at Wingfoot. The Masters and PGA have already been postponed this year. Are we going to see all four majors this year? Are we going to see all four majors at their scheduled venues? And are we going to see a compressed four majors in 3 months kind of schedule this year? What's your best guess of what happens in major championship in golf?
Yeah, I mean, I think even if one of them is not even able to be played, I think you're going to have a compressed schedule no matter what. You know, the real question, you know, the real kind of domino to me would be kind of what they do with the British Open. You know, is it able to be played in July there? Can it be moved back a little bit? But, you know, I found the New York Post article that talks about it, you know, saying they're committed to try and keep the U.S. Open at Wingfoot, but, you know, depending on how things progress, that could be extenuating circumstances and that be moved. I would say that if it has to be moved, I would kind of expect it to be Oakmont. That's a place that they've always said they can get ready to tournament condition fairly quick and is kind of sitting there on the ready if something were to ever happen. So, Yeah, the interesting thing there, though, is you've got, you know, the U.S. Open there scheduled for Wingfoot, and you've got the PGA at Harding Park in San Francisco, kind of two of the hot spot areas, so to speak, with the way this kind of this virus is going around. So it'll be interesting to see how it progresses. I mean, is it even possible that both of those venues have to be moved? I don't know, but either way, I think you're definitely going to get a compressed schedule. No matter how many majors are played, it's going to be kind of packed into April to October, probably. August to October.
What's going to be interesting is that you got to check your old TV guide on there to see what sports are on these weekends. The Kentucky Derby's move, the Indy 500's move. We're moving all these games back anyway, and we're going to compress. I hadn't heard a whole lot about tennis and about Wimbledon and hadn't talked enough about those things, but we're going to have a bunch of when we do come back, buddy, it's going to be a lot of fun because we're going to have a lot of sporting events in a very short amount of time if we can get all these in. I know you wanted to talk some college football today, and if we can, let's begin with the power rankings. You've got the Action Network versus the Powers Network and comparing us the top 10 at least for both those networks.
Yeah, to set it up. So this is a guy, Brad Powers, that works for a website in Vegas. He's a former. He worked for Phil Steele for quite a while, but he's out working for another site pregame in Vegas, and he does his own college football newsletter. And so he came out this week with his preseason releasing a little bit early. Obviously, got some extra time on his hands. So we'll compare. You know, we went over Action Network about a month ago, a few weeks ago. So we'll kind of compare how those projections are. And so, you know, what we did before, Action Network, their top 10 in terms of their betting power ratings would be Clemson, Ohio State, Wisconsin, USC, Georgia number 5, Alabama, Florida, Texas A&M, LSU, and Oklahoma rounding out the top 10. So we compare it to the Powers picks. His would be the same two at the top, Clemson, Ohio State, but then it runs down with Alabama, LSU, Georgia, there at number 5 as well, Oklahoma, Penn State, Wisconsin, Florida, and Texas A&M rounding out the top 10. So several differences there, obviously particularly with Southern Cal and a little pretty good difference there with Wisconsin and Penn State.
Are you surprised that Wisconsin is in both top 10s? According to the power ratings, they aren't both top 10.
Maybe not. I mean, the number 3 that the Action Network has seems a little off base and has them high. But I mean, I could see them being a bottom half of the top 10 type team for sure, which is where he's got them, basically number 8.
And you had so Penn State. Where was Penn State again?
In the newly released ones, they are number 7, and in the Action Network ones, they were number 12, so they were outside the top 10.
Yeah, I think 12 sounds a lot better to me than 7 as far as those are concerned. You also have line comparisons for Clemson 2020 schedule from several of these.
Yeah, we can run through those real quick. I'll just run through them game by game. So, like, the opening game, Georgia Tech, what we talked about a month ago, the Action Network projection there was 25. Brad Powers' power rating projection has it at 25.5. And you've had some recently released lines with offshore books, both FanDuel and DraftKings, that you can bet if you're in one of those states where it's allowed. So, and a line that you can bet, FanDuel has that line for the Georgia Tech game at Clemson minus 21. So, a little light there compared to what both of their projections are.
I like that idea. I'd give 21 right now through all that. All right, continue.
So we got Louisville. Action Network that we talked about previously, the projection would be Clemson minus 23. Brad Powers has that as Clemson minus 28. FanDuel and DraftKings actually both have a line on that one that you can bet currently, and that is Clemson minus 23.5. So they're actually both very close to the Action Network projection.
Yeah, that's a little closer, and probably, you know, I'm interested to see still some variance in some of those as well in there, but a top 25 team, you know, Louisville could be ranked in the top 25 coming to Death Valley and be a 23-24 point underdog. Any Akron line, or do we go to Virginia next?
Yeah, I mean, they both have projections. There's not an actual one that's out there to bet. You know, Action Network had 52.5. Brad Powers actually had 61.
61. How about that? All right, Virginia, do we have an actual line?
The actual line that is released has been by FanDuel. It's at 25.5. Compare that to these power rating projections, Action Network of 26 and Powers of 29. So a little bit of, you know, 3.5 point difference there on this new one.
At Boston College.
Yeah, no line available on that one right now, but comparing those two power ratings there, you got Clemson minus 26 for Action Network and Clemson minus 30 in the Powers.
Mm. At Florida State.
So there is a line on this one. It would be the FanDuel has this line released at Clemson minus 17. And compare those to the two power ratings. Action Network had Clemson minus 15, and Powers has it Clemson minus 15.5. So they're both very close. And the actual line that is released that you can get on FanDuel is a little bit higher at 17.
And the closest game we've seen so far, coming back home facing NC State?
Yeah. No line on that one released with these, but the two projections there, Action Network had Clemson minus 31, and Brad Powers had Clemson minus 34.
That's crazy. That game is so close. It's 2 or 3 years ago. Now here we are over 30. Same thing for Syracuse, too, though. It was a budding kind of rivalry, and now we're seeing these blowouts. What's the Syracuse projections?
This one has huge variance across the board. You've got a FanDuel line that is released of Clemson minus 31. And when we talked about the Action Network last month, I said that it was kind of an outlier, or it looked like it. That projection was 40.5, and the Powers projection is Clemson minus 37. So there's a huge variance across the board with those three on that game.
31, 37, 40. That's crazy. The biggest game of the year in South Bend?
Here's another bit of variance there. So both FanDuel and DraftKings have this one available for bet now, and FanDuel has it as Clemson minus 7. DraftKings at 7.5. When we talked about Action Network previously, his projection was at Clemson minus 13.5, and the Powers projection is at Clemson minus 6.5. So if that holds and that around a touchdown or single digit line holds, can you think of the last game Clemson was a single digit favorite?
Virginia Tech.
Regular season.
Right, Virginia Tech.
NC State, November of 17. It was actually a 7.5 point line there, and I think it ended up being a 7 point game there. But that was the last one in 2017.
That's crazy. The Citadel no line, right?
Yeah, let's get that one.
Okay, at Wake Forest.
No official line there. Action Network's projection was 33.5. The Powers projection is 29, so you got a good little 4 to 4.5 point difference there.
And finally, South Carolina at home.
FanDuel has a line on this one. It's at Clemson minus 23.5, which is actually right in line with what we talked about previously with the Action Network. It is at 23.5. Powers projection on this one is a bit higher there. It's at 26.5.
All right. Hey, we did the Action Network earlier. Can we do neutral site for what Clemson would be against the rest of the top 10? Does Powers work that way?
Yeah.
All right. So give me Clemson against the rest of the top 10 if we can, if we've got that.
Yeah. So basically, Clemson and Ohio State are equal.
Neutral site, pick them.
Yeah, neutral site would be a pick 'em. It would be basically Clemson minus 1 over Alabama, minus 4 over LSU, minus 5.5 over Georgia. Let's see, about 7.5 to 8 over Oklahoma. Be in the 8 to 8.5 range over Penn State.
I'll take that.
Wisconsin would be in the 8.5 to 9. They're number 8. Florida being number 9, they are be about the same there in that 8.5 to 9 range there. And Texas A&M at number 10, it's about a 10-point difference in pure power rating.
All right, I'm going to throw you the biggest curveball I've ever thrown you on the show. You're a horse racing aficionado. You love it. Your family loves it. Y'all are all into it. What will we see about – I know the Kentucky Derby has moved to September. How about the Preakness and the Belmont? What are they saying there? Will they run them out? Will they go before or after? Will it be stretched out? Will they have the same compression time zone? What are we thinking about Triple Crown?
That's a good question, because there really hasn't been a whole lot of movement other than the Derby officially moving to September. So, you know, I feel confident saying the Preakness definitely won't run in May. I mean, a lot of these tracks are still running, without people there, just using the central personnel. But I think they'll be committed to trying to run those races with some sort of crowd. The Belmont being at in June in New York, you know, all New York tracks are closed. At this point, you'd say it's probably unlikely that that is able to go. So, you know, the interesting thing is, if you have the Derby on Labor Day weekend, and if you run it in the same order, that would get you done, you know, Preakness 2 weeks later, Belmont 3 weeks after that. That would get you done by the second week of October. The interesting thing they've got to kind of coordinate is the Breeders' Cup is the first weekend of November, so it would be 4 weeks after that would end if you kept that Triple Crown ending in October. And the Breeders' Cup being in Keeneland in Kentucky this year in Lexington. So I think that's the kind of thing they got to look at. Do they want to keep the Triple Crown order intact, starting that Labor Day weekend and run it? And do they need to adjust the Breeders' Cup at all? Or do they think it's able to be run in some fashion earlier and they alter the order and maybe start with the Preakness or start with the Belmont and run it and let, you know, the Kentucky Derby be kind of the pinnacle and be the last one instead of the first one. I think that's kind of an interesting thing to see how that shakes out. And there hasn't been a whole lot of movement and talk about it yet with those other two.
I am glad I am not in charge of making that decision. I'd love to make the money that it makes to make that decision, but boy, I'm glad I don't have to make that decision. Hey, man, it just felt so stinking good to hear from you again and hear some of these numbers and some of these thoughts. Let's, if we can next week, let's visit on rescheduling and what our fall could look like. And we're not quarantining for 2 more weeks, man. We got to come up with something between now and next Friday.
Sounds good. You guys have a good weekend.
Good thank you, Josh. Thank you, buddy. Take care of yourself. That's our good friend, Josh Williams, who is calling from the Charleston area, and Charleston's kind of locked down a little bit there. He's not in the city limits, so he's not, but Charleston kind of locked down there. Our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. John, we're seeing people call in to you, text messages, want to know their number, the Garage Flooring Specialist. Again, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. I kind of sound like Bob Fulton right there with Carolina. Carolina Flooring Specialist. Get in touch with them, with my great friend Tim Worley. Now's a good time to do this. I'm going to tell you, I would have never believed in a million years when we put our garage floor in. I would never believe it in a million years that I would be married and have a nice son doing this. But they came in, and now I would not thought in a gazillion years that we spend this much time in our garage. We spend hours upon hours upon hours in our garage and driveway and front yard and backyard, letting him crawl around and walking around. Now he's walking around. Hey, there's no concrete dust. And we just feel safe. Yesterday, he spilt his mom's orange drink water. It was water with a little orange flavoring in it. And what would I do? I just went and wiped it up, and it was all fine. It didn't leave any kind of concrete stain. You love it. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com, 404-8158, 404-8158. When we come back, Jinx Patrick joins us. Turkey season starting. You like that? Turkeys don't, but hunters do. And then in hour three, Jim Riggs, Clemson football, Clemson Athletic Hall of Famer, and former 7-year former NFL vet joins us for Legends Friday. Much more right after this.
The Roar is stoked by the support we've had from our listeners in this challenging time. We know you're missing sports, so we're bringing you a fix. Each Saturday at 10 a.m., we'll bring you a classic Clemson Tigers game replay from the Clemson Tigers Network. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, and Burton Properties. This week, we'll replay a game from the 2018 NCAA basketball tournament, Clemson versus Auburn. The classic Clemson game replay Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
It's bow time. With bold fried chicken and a scratch-made buttermilk beauty, nothing beats the first bite of a Cajun filet biscuit, except the second first bite. Drive on through and get two Cajun filet biscuits for just $5. It's bow time.
For 25 years, Husqvarna automowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Automower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekends. And know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna automower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna automowers as well as the expert installation and service you need. Trust them to get you set up with the right Husqvarna automower just for your yard. After all, Easley Lawn and Garden has been your trusted local source for nearly 40 years. Let a Husqvarna automower do the work while you relax. Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna automower professionals for sales, installation, and service. For all your power equipment needs. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina is offering 6 months of no payments when purchasing any 2019 or new 2020 Ford car, truck, or SUV. Exclusively in conjunction with Ford Motor Company and Ford Credit, go payment-free for the first 6 months of your auto loan. Unbelievable savings during these unusual economic times. Now is the time to take advantage of these huge stimulus savings from Edwards Auto Sales. Buy or lease a new Ford and drive payment-free for the first 6 months. Visit us at edwardsautosales.net. See dealer for details. Edwards Auto Sales, the home of no dealer fees.
When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick is a former state prosecutor and has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a real estate closing. Visit nicklaverylaw.com for more information and call 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. Go Tigers.
Attention Walmart shoppers. This is a Jackson Hewitt Tax Service announcement. Save time and money with Jackson Hewitt and Walmart. For a limited time, you can shop while a skilled Jackson Hewitt Tax Pro prepares your federal tax return for as little as $48, but no more than $149, only at Jackson Hewitt and Walmart. Hurry, this offer won't last. Get your coupon code and terms at jacksonhewitt.com. Then stop by one of our Walmart locations for this limited time offer to get your taxes done while you shop for only $149 or less. That's Jackson Hewitt and Walmart.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling
welcome
like
back.
A
glad
someone.
To have you with us.
Don't ignore your health any longer. Belly fat's dangerous. It can be increasing your risk for heart disease and stroke and cancer, but it's also compromising your immune system, leaving you open to viruses and things that are going on. Call the health there. They'll get your cells healthy, boost your immune system, lose weight, reverse symptoms of type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure and cholesterol, sleep apnea, and IBS. If they don't, they give you your money back. At the health there, the second person is always free because you don't want to do this alone. Call the health there today at 1-877-I-DARE-ME. That's 1-877-I-DARE-ME. It is Friday. It is time for our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. We're joined by the boss this morning. Good morning, Jinx Patrick. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing great. I always like that intro song. It's a good one. It's catchy.
It is, man. I sing it to my son. We sing it around the house all day. And and especially today with the sunshine that's going to be out, and we're going to enjoy some beautiful weather. And speaking of beautiful weather, it's beautiful turkey hunting season weather, right?
That's right. Let's see. So this weekend is actually youth weekend in the upstate. So that means that if you are under 16, you can go and take a child, only the child can carry a gun. So that's how the youth season works. And that is Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be like 82 most days, in the low 80s most days, and sunny today and tomorrow, a little cloudy on Sunday. A great weekend to be outside. There's a few things to know going into this season, though. They've changed a fair amount of the rules. And first of all, you need turkey tags. And that's not a new rule, but turkey tags for anyone over the age of 16 cost money this year. So that's important to note. And the tags are different, and the rules are written on the tags. Most importantly, you can only shoot one turkey per day, and you can only shoot one turkey in the first 10 days of the season. So that rule was based on 3 years of research regarding nesting habits of turkeys. And it's a good rule, and I support the legislation based upon the research. Now,
that idea a lot, no doubt.
Yeah, it's a good system, I believe. And if you need tags, you can actually print them out this year, and that's not an annual thing. But the DNR office is closed, so they're offering that up to help people out. So that's something that the DNR has done to help everyone. Public land has a new rule too. On public lands, you cannot fan a turkey or reap a turkey. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
That is when you've probably seen it. They show them on YouTube sometimes, but people hide behind the turkey fan tail and crawl towards a turkey behind the fan of a turkey. And it's about the worst idea that you can do as far as turkey hunting goes.
Yeah, why? But then, why would you want to get shot? I don't understand that one.
Shot in the face.
Yeah.
It's a terrible idea. I've never been in support of it, but it's actually illegal. You can still do it legally on private land, but I never recommend it. It's not a good idea.
Well, I don't think turkey recommend it either, by the way. If you get a turkey vote, just say they don't recommend it either, so it's still away with that one.
So I'm going to drift away from turkey hunting talk right now and say this, because things are in flux right now. Things are changing daily. So all those rules that I just talked about, they're available on the DNR website. And there's also new rules that pertain to out-of-state hunters, but I'm not going to go into that today since most of your listeners are within the state of South Carolina. But things are changing daily, and I researched everything again last night, and here's what I know. The state park system is back open as of today. The Clemson Experimental Forest is back open. It was closed for a few days last week. National forests are open. And campgrounds are open for existing reservation, but staff is not on hand to make new reservations. And so the hours have changed on most state parks also. So research all that stuff. If you're going to go outside this weekend, you need to research that. But the main thing to remember, and I can't stress this enough, is that staffing is down and usage is up. People are getting outdoors, and that's great. But the staff is not as available because they're handling other things that you've got a lot of emergency personnel that are helping out with other items. And as far as, you know, Columbia, they have like a shelter in place clause. So people have a lot to do right now. So if these spaces become unsafe due to accidents or abuse, the state park system, these open public spaces will most likely have to close. And they've already done it once for a couple of days. So understand that's a very real possibility. So my advice to everyone who's going out to hike on the state park or to hunt on public space is if you're going to hunt, don't try new things. Stick to the trails that you know, have a plan, make sure you let someone know exactly where you're going. And I actually recommend the buddy system because you can certainly hike, bike, fish, and hunt together while remaining socially distant. You're probably doing it wrong if you're closer than 6 feet to somebody in those activities. But anyway, that's my advice. I know that's a lot that I've thrown out there today.
Last week when Tyler talked about it, Tyler sent me the text like Thursday afternoon saying, hey, let's talk about the experimental forest being closed. And he sent me a text later that day saying, no, it's back open again. But we did talk a little bit about that, you know, injuries. I know a lot of mountain bikers, and you break your clavicle, then you're pretty much on your own because of all this kind of stuff. Yeah, let's enjoy it, but let's enjoy it safely. No doubt about that. Before I ask about you, the real estate end of this thing, I got a phone call from Billy Weir this week, and now the low country dates are different, as you know, in turkey hunting. Yep. But Miss Weir bagged her seventh turkey of her career, and his grandson and his friend both got one each in their first day out. So in the low country, they did a very successful week in that family. So I know you're hearing some reports all around that. But I'm glad you mentioned about the parks and about the safety and about our DNR people getting stretched, thin there. But Jinx, when you said you want to know, like, as far as changing hours or changing situations, where can folks find the information about those parks or any kind of changes that might be going on with some of our wildlife and some of our natural areas and parks?
So SCDNR has a website. It's, you know, real easy to get to. Also, the state park system, SC State Parks, they do a real good job of having a pop-up. When you go to their website, the instructions pop up, and they've got the new hours right there. And it says, you know, they opened this morning. Like, this morning is when the state park system is back open again. But, you know, you're not going to be able to go into the public bathrooms there. And you're not going to be able to go and, sign up for new campsites and things like that. So just make sure you're not abusing the system and that way it'll stay available for everyone. We want everybody to be safe.
I always get in trouble because I don't use the public restrooms when I go out on these hikes with my wife and all this kind of stuff. I get in trouble, get yelled at that way. Speaking of websites, I'm looking right now, some new listings on your website. I was on it last night, and I'm looking now. Man, there's some really, really great-looking commercial tracks and great tracts of land and houses and all. And, man, some price reduction stuff. The website looks like it has some awesome stuff on it.
We do, and what we're selling really fast right now is, believe, some people are a little bit tired of being cooped up inside. I don't know if you've noticed that. Your family, but we are selling a fair amount of houses on larger tracts of land, like 5 acre and 10 acre tracts. And we're selling those as fast as we can get them up on the market. So that's something that's moving right now, for, you know, multiple reasons, but it's a good thing to have when you're going to be socially distant. A nice house on a larger tract of land is a real blessing.
Awesome stuff. How can they reach you guys to find out about those tracks and really any stuff you guys are selling now?
You can call us at 864-631-2770. Let's see, Diane's not quite in the office yet, but she'll be in a little bit. If you got a question about turkey season or if you want to talk to me about land, you're welcome to call me on my cell at 864-506-0416. And all that is on all those numbers are on our website, which is probably the most important thing to know, which is jirland.com. And you can see the new listings. We have next week we'll have a 13-acre horse farm come up for sale with a log cabin on it. That's an awesome track, and it's about 10 minutes out of Greenville. So I'm excited to get that on the market.
No doubt. Go to it daily. Put on your favorites because there's new properties on there all the time. I hope the girls are well. I hope you guys are well. I hope everybody in your office is safe. And I know you looking forward to some folks calling up and getting outside on a beautiful weekend. Jinx, thanks as usual, bud. And we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all have a great morning.
All right, buddy. That's Jinx, Patrick from Jinx Inc. Realty. Very good stuff there. Hey, to afford some of that, Prime Lending wants to help you out with the great rates right now. Let Mark Hawkins and his team put this thing together for you, buying a second house, buying some property to get out on. We know someone that's going to get away and go off the map a little bit, get off the radar a little bit, and do that with some property. They've got it, some great rates right now at Prime Lending. Let Mark Hawkins and his team work with you. Some of that stuff is Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. John Height, before we get to our Legends Friday and Jim Riggs coming on with us, the former Clemson tight end, Hall of Famer at Clemson, and seven-year NFL vet, I want to give you some good news to kind of end the hour. And I know you saw this because you and I have talked about this on the air and off the air, but good on you, Drew Brees and his wife. They're donating $5 million to coronavirus victims in the state of Louisiana. Look, if you just pay attention, man, there's all kinds of bad things going on. But John Height, how about Drew Brees and his wife stepping up to the plate, one-fifth of his salary this year going to the people of Louisiana?
It's unbelievable. It's what it's another reason why Drew Brees is such a staple of that community down there. Is anytime there are trying times in New Orleans and Louisiana, Drew Brees has always wanted to step up and step up big. He did, and just hats off to him and his wife for their generosity.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Matthew Stafford and his wife as well. Matthew Stafford does a lot of very charitable things there in the Detroit area, and his wife, they do a good job of all that. So, man, there's some good news out there. There's some good people doing a lot of great things out there. We're trying to end every hour by telling you about some of those here, as long as we're in this current situation that we're in. We'll come back. It's Legends Friday. Jim Riggs joins us in hour number three.
Broadcasting live from the Priority 1.